country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks.
I'd love to spit some beach nut.
Yeah, I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye. you know that clip, by the way, you're tuned into the Trump phenomenon, folks, and I'll get to the housekeeping in just a moment. That clip I ended the show with last night with Clint Eastwood giving some really bad people the Missouri boat ride right before he pulls off that shot, single shot that cuts the tow rope, sending all these horses and the nasty people careening down the river. you can't hear it in the audio, but you can see it in the video that I was watching. He gives a big spit of beech nut before he shoots. And then he fires that single shot. Well, listen, Donald Trump is spitting some beech nut in those dudes' eyes tonight. He's on right now. He's got his rally going in Battle Creek, Michigan. Let's get to our housekeeping. This is the Trump phenomenon show. The date today, if I can stare hard enough at the bottom of my screen, it's December 18th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. I'll be your host. You'll know the show is live from all the mess-ups I make. For the next 60 minutes, you're invited to call in at 800-313-9443. And another great day, a lot of good things going on. I'm going to try to talk fast here because the president's talking. Let me turn his volume up just for a second so you know what I'm not blowing smoke here. Here he is.
Like the guy, for whatever reason, or the woman, they impeach the person. It's cheapened it. It's exactly what our founding fathers didn't want, and they said it could happen, and it's happened.
There he is.
But I know one thing. Americans will show up by the tens of millions next year to vote Pelosi the hell out of office. But it's so disappointing. I see a woman, Carolyn Maloney. She's a long time, nothing much, believe me. She's a congresswoman from Manhattan, East Side. I was with her, her first race, I helped her. She was always so nice. Oh, thank you, thank you. I made lots of contributions over the years. You know, in New York, if you're not, it's like purely Democrat, especially Manhattan. So what happens, I make lots of contributions, years and years and years. I go run. The first person I see, Carolyn Maloney. I raise my hand to impeach. Well, give me back the damn money that I've been paying her for so many years. Let her pay me back all the money. Let her pay me back all the money.
Give me back the damn money. Oh, this guy is so good. Carolyn Maloney. Oh, he personalizes it so beautifully. So that's the president. He's talking right now. And, of course, what he's talking about right there, he's aware of it. You know, this happened while he was on the podium. Is that the impeachment votes for Article 1 and Article 2 both passed in the House. I don't have the exact numbers here, but they needed 216 to impeach. And they had something, you know, like about 200. They had about 10 more than that. The good news is that about three or four people either voted no or present Democrats. So there were a few dissenters, including the congressman who's switching from the demon rat to the Republican Party, this congressman with a Dutch name in New Jersey, Van somebody. And so that just happened. I've been watching it all day. Good news all the way, folks. It was wonderful. The Republicans were so eloquent, so passionate, so intelligent all day. Just speech after speech that was brilliant from the Republicans. Exactly what I said yesterday. In yesterday's show, I said the judiciary hearings in the Senate and in the House were wonderful because of the brilliance. The Republican Party, the transformed Republican Party that Donald Trump is responsible for creating is wonderful. I mean, it's smart. It's patriotic. It's not two-faced. It's not fake. So, but today was even better because it was the entire Republican delegation in the House. They all stuck together. So this is new. Listen closely, boys and girls. This is new. A Republican Party that sticks together. They're not shooting each other. It's not a circular firing squad, which is what the Republican Party has been years past. They all stuck together. It was wonderful watching their body language, watching them sit together, going up one by one. You know, basically people got like 5 minute speeches, and they alternated between the demon rats and the Republicans. And the Republican leader of the presiding over the Republican presentation today was Representative Doug Collins of Georgia. Oh, he's wonderful. He was just on fire. He got a standing ovation at one point and applause at several points, which, you know, nobody was supposed to react. Wonderful to watch them all day and compare and contrast the demon rats. They were repulsive. They looked repulsive. They sounded whiny and repulsive. They were boring. They were offensive. And they were that way all day. Without one, this is another thing. It's miraculous. Be happy. Count your blessings, ladies and gentlemen. There was no interruption. The Democrats were uniformly, completely, from start to finish, repulsive. Okay, what's so good about that? It means, folks, that our enemies don't have any good fakers. They don't have any good actors in there. That's good news for us. They all look like what they are. That's good news. That's truth in advertising. Nadler looks like Nadler. Schiff looks like Schiff. He looks like a sack of shifty shift. And that's what you want. On the other hand, our people look like the heroes, both the men and the women look like people you'd want to meet, people that you'd want your son or daughter to, you know, start a family with if they were younger, and you know, people you'd like to have in your family, so that you'd like to associate with. These were very impressive people in the Republican team. So chalk that one up for Donald Trump. He has shaped up the Republican Party, and we needed that. You know, a lot of us patriots on the far right, like myself and like all of you out there in listener land, the I don't think I offend you to say you're on the far right. What's wrong with that? It's a badge of honor. You know, we were resorting to things like some obscure third or fourth party, some bizarre strategy, or, you know, we got lost in the weeds with some of the stuff we were, you know, pinning our hopes on, which were just forlorn. Donald Trump did the obvious thing: pick one of the two parties, shape the damn thing up, make it into a patriot party, and then let's fight it out and get all the good people to come over to that one party. But use the existing structure, use all the existing institutions, take advantage of these things. So Trump has done that. From within the Republican Party, he built the third party that a lot of us were hoping to see arise in the country, which was a hopeless thing. He built that third party within the second party, the Republican Party, and he's demonstrated today. Now, let me give you some more, Jim. Wait, let's go back to the president. Let's see what he's talking about right now. Here he is. Who wants to hear me?
Tell you something. It used to be, you know, that always, oh, the Republicans. You know, in 2018, I didn't run. I didn't run, right? They all said, oh, we didn't. Well, actually, we picked up two seats in the Senate that these guys never talk about. We just approved 171 Supreme Court justices, federal court justices. 171 federal justices, including courts of appeal. 171 will be up probably by the end of the year to 182. And for that, I thank President Obama. He gave me 142 openings. You know?
So now see, the president strategizing. He's talking right now just about what we were talking about, which is he shaped up the Republican Party, picking up two Senate seats. Which is true. That he pointed to the media out in front of him. And he said, "You know, these rats. They don't. These people. You know, he doesn't have to say rats. They didn't tell you that. But it was in 2018. The demon rats took over the House. That's the only reason we had this impeachment. Is that Paul Ryan kicked away the House by being such a screw up and such a neocon and a rhino and a never Trumper? Good riddance, Paul Ryan, wherever the hell you are. So the please stay there." I told you how beautiful it was what the president did today. Let me give you some more of the beauty. I've got quotes here that I have to share these with you, because if you didn't hear them, the media is not going to give them. One of the things the media is not going to give you is this beautiful letter. I don't know, was it? I was going to read it on the show today. Here, this president, the letter the president wrote to Nancy Pelosi yesterday, which is just a beautiful, beautiful letter. And so I was just about to go on the air, and I had the letter in front of me, and I was ready to strain my eyes and read it on the screen to you. And John Stadtmiller comes on my microphone, my headset, and says, "Hey, Kelso, I just read that letter," to the audience ahead of you. And so thank you, John. It's such a brilliant letter. It's so wonderful. And I didn't once again embarrass myself, but I wanted to read that to you. And so I hope you were listening to the show just before this one, John Stadtmiller's show. Of course, he's the founder of the Republican Broadcasting Network. And you got to support. If you're listening to it, you got to support it. If you're not listening to the show right now and you're not hearing my voice, then what the hell? Don't support it, okay? You promise not to support it if you don't hear me right now? But if you hear my voice, well, you got to, you know, chip in. Come on. Do your part. Anyway, for this and for any other Patriot network through which you're listening to all this, and to all you TalkStream Livers out there who are listening to this show via the good graces of TalkStream Live, hey, we love you, and keep your TalkStream Live going as well. and maybe anybody else, through any other means that you're listening to these. I've been hearing some Patriot Radio on my car radio. I've turned on my car radio and there's some Patriot Radio going. Whoa, where's that coming from? How did that get there? So we're making appearances in places we haven't been lately that are very encouraging. Anyway, let me give you, you want some encouragement? Listen to this. Here are some quotes today. I've got them written down here. You got to understand I'm nearsighted. I've got good vision close up. I'm great at reading, but I'd never make it through sniper school. Let me tell you that. I think I have 2600 vision. How do you like them apples? Fully correctable, but that's pretty nearsighted. Been reading too many books. Here is a quote from today's proceedings. I'm going to find it. This is a new hero for me, a new guy that's in this new heroic Republican Party. His name is Representative Drew Ferguson of Georgia. Never heard of the guy before. But he got up to give his five-minute speech, and he's 53 years old. He's a dentist, raised in Alabama, and is now living in Georgia. And he represents that part of Georgia, southwest of Atlanta and northeast of Columbus. Or is it Columbia? I've been there on the what's that river that the Chattahoochee. I've actually swum in the Chattahoochee River. And after that famous song, you know, learned how to live and I learned how to love, something of way down on the Chattahoochee River. It'll come to me in a moment. But anyway, that's Drew Ferguson's district. And he said today, he said, this is so beautiful. And, you know, I talk about this on the radio, how we've cast aside, we've political correctness, goodbye. So long, political correctness. And we have more direct speech now. More emotion, more volume, you might say, in what we're saying. Because this is now a war. It is polarized, and it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. We are now in a war with the enemies of our civilization. So the language, Donald Trump has pioneered the realization of this fact. And he has also given us a tool with which to fight this battle by letting us, freeing up our speech, freeing up our emotions. So you're hearing things you've never heard before. Here's what you heard today from Drew Ferguson, U.S. Congressman. He said, he looked at the demon rats and he said, here's what happened in the 2016 election. 63 million of us raised a collective middle finger to you and your elites. Let that sink in. We raised a collective middle finger to you and your elites. And there were no gasps from the audience, you know, like nobody hitting the gavel and saying, you know, here, you know, mind your manners, wash your mouth out with soap, Congressman Ferguson. None of that. They knew he meant it. They listened quietly as he said that. Then he went on. He expanded on that. He said, we're going to remember this, what you're doing today. We're going to remember it, and it's going to come back on you. And he said, we're tired. Get this. I love this. I've never heard of this phrase. I love it now. I don't know exactly where the phrase came from, but it's beautiful. He said, we're tired of this whole flipping goat rodeo. Oh, that's pretty expressive. We're tired of this whole flipping goat rodeo. And you could hear a pin drop in that huge assembled House of Representatives, 431 of them is the current number. There's four empty seats. So I love that. But now there was another one, Kevin McCarthy. He's the minority leader in the House. We'll come back on the other side, and I'll give you a quote from Kevin McCarthy that'll pin your ears back. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And hey, that was good. engineers are so on top of it here at RBN. And we've got John in Missouri holding on the line here. Let me bring the president back in here. Don't want to forget about him. He's got so much to do with this show. Here he is. He's live right now in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Taxpayer money to Ukraine, unless they get the prosecutor to stop looking at your son and your son's company.
Talking about Hunter, of course.
And Sleepy Joe gives a sleepy answer. And that's the end of it. That's it. And then whenever I bring it up, you ever notice they always use, well, these charges are totally unsubstantiated. He's on tape. If that were me, it's the electric chair. They would bring the electric chair back.
Right.
Now, the guy's on tape, and they always say it's unsubstantiated. It is not supported by fact. One of them the other day, they finally changed the word. It is not supported by fact. No, it's supported by tape. Now, it's unbelievable. In many ways, I'd like to have him win. That's because number one, he's going to have to eventually answer that question. And number, she said he doesn't know where he is. That's the other problem. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. And I have much bigger crowds than anybody's ever had in history. By the way, do you know what? I say it against the fake news because you know what they're going to say. Every stadium is packed. I give my people.
Now, I hate to, you know, I can't. Shame on me for muting that.
Yeah. Now, that's why.
what the president was talking about there, of course, and we must have just missed it. And I was talking about this, how the language is getting more colorful. And I'm going to give you an example from Kevin McCarthy in a moment. But I guarantee you, the president, I'm sure he just actually quoted Joe Biden. Remember, he was on television at a council. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He's on a televised Council of Foreign Relations conference meeting, summit. And the backdrop behind him is this big screen, you know, it says Council of Foreign Relations, you know, like 50 times on the wall behind him. So it's like there's no doubt about where he is. Two of the big mucky mucks, globalists of the CFR, are there with him. And he says, he's bragging. You've all seen this. And I'm sure the president just quoted it because he quotes it perfectly every time. He's bragging that he was in Ukraine and he was over there as the point man for Obama, which he was, no dispute of that. He brags about it. I'm the point man for Ukraine. And I'm over there offering them $1 billion of taxpayer, U.S. taxpayer money that I'll ship over to them, but I've got a condition. And he actually said that in this on tape, he says. But I told him, I'm going to leave. My airplane's here. I'm going to leave in 6 hours. And unless you fire the prosecutor that's investigating my son, Hunter, who's getting paid $83,000 a month by Burisma, which is the totally corrupt, no one disputes it, Ukrainian energy company. Unless you fire the prosecutor who's investigating the corrupt payoff to my son, you ain't getting the $1 billion. And then Joe Biden looks at his watch. He says, son of a bitch, they fired him. Right then and there. Son of a bitch. They fired him. And the CFR crowd goes, ha, 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 ha. But ha, ha on you, Joe Biden. You just admitted to an incredible felony and crime against the American taxpayer. And plenty. That's all enough. That's all. Just show that tape. That's all a prosecutor would need, a real prosecutor. That's what the president must have been talking about. But let me give you this other one. Let's turn him back up just for a second. It's too much going on. You can't keep track.
And all you Washington folks, they're right where they have to be in Washington tonight. Thank you.
Okay, so he's introducing some of the locals here. It's wonderful. Here's what Kevin McCarthy said. Now, you're gonna think I'm making this up. I know you believe me, but it's so good you're going to pinch yourself. Because Kevin McCarthy, in this closing argument on the floor, have you ever been in the House of Representatives, folks, in the Capitol building? You can go there. It's free. You have to line up. You have to get a ticket to go in, and it's free. And you go through the turnstile, and you have to check your backpack or whatever you have. You have to check it in. You can't take it with you. And you actually walk in, and you can sit in the gallery of the U.S. House. I did it once. Or you can sit in the gallery of the U.S. Senate, either side there of the Capitol building, and they have those U.S. flags above the two sides of the Capitol, and the flag is flying if they're in session. So they were both flying today. So the Kevin McCarthy is giving his final closing as minority leader. He would be Speaker of the House if they were in the majority. Oh, I gotta give you another teaser. We'll find out what Kevin McCarthy said. It was pretty purple language right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. All right, I'm finally going to get you Kevin McCarthy. And here, let me turn the president down. Great rally going on right now in Battle Creek, Michigan. But Kevin McCarthy, I'm making this point about more stout language that hits more in the solar plexus, and we're motivating. You know, what's the big picture? Get the movement going. Come on, let's fire up our army. That's the bottom line. Well, that's Trump has done that. The Trump movement is the movement we've needed all along. We finally have it, and he's building it. Now, part of motivating troops, you know, come on. I mean, how does a drill sergeant in the Army or the Marines, or, you know, how does it, you motivate sailors on a ship? You know, what kind of language, what kind of salty language do these guys that, you know, platoon leaders and so on, the people in the trenches doing the actual fighting, they're not flying a desk. What kind of language do they use? You know, it's salty. It has impact. Why? There's a reason it's that way, because it has to be. You've got to get somebody from a, you know, sitting down to moving to running to fighting to jumping to jumping into frozen water, attacking an enemy. You've got to get them motivated. So you use strong language. Well, so we're all part of a movement now. So the language is going to get stronger, and that's a good sign. Now, so Kevin McCarthy, he's just very, you know, proper guy. You think back to Kevin McCarthy. You don't think of him. Here's what he said today. He looked, remember, I gave you the example of Drew Ferguson, congressman from Georgia, and he said, we're tired of this whole flipping goat rodeo. America, the 63 million of us, we're tired of this whole goat flipping goat rodeo. Whole flipping goat rodeo. I wrote it down, thank goodness. And then he said, and we, what we gave you, what America gave you, was a collective middle finger. Now, here's what Kevin McCarthy said. He said, within hours after the 2018 election, what were you people doing, looking at the demon rats sitting to off to his left there in the House of Representatives? What were you doing? And he said, well, you were with Rashida Tlaib. Is that how she pronounces her name? She's the Palestinian born in Detroit, T-L-A-I-B, one of the AOC plus three communist socialist radicals who've taken over the demon rat party. He quotes her. He says, within hours after being sworn in, swearing to protect and defend the Constitution, we have her on tape saying, we're going to impeach the mother effer. That's right. Within hours of being sworn in, we're going to impeach the mother effer. That's what Kevin Murray, he didn't, that was exactly how he said it. So I didn't use the F-bomb there, but neither did Kevin McCarthy. But I mean, that's strong stuff. For the floor of the House, for the summation speech, for the final speech, we're going to impeach the mother effer. In other words, he's saying, you don't fool us, you people over there. We know this is where your head is at. You think of our guy as a mother effer. That's what you think our leader is. Well, hey, let us tell you what we think of you. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We don't love you either. And we're not going to pretend. And that was in the letter. John Stadtmiller read it to you, to the audience, just before this one. And I, you know, I have not, the part I wanted to read was there are parts of it in there, but the president has said, hey, come on, Nancy Pelosi, stop saying, we know what you're thinking. You're not praying for me all the time. Don't insult believers by saying you're praying for me all the time. What is this fake solemnity? I'm so sad. This is so hard. And that they were doing, it was dripping with this garbage today. You know, person after demon rat after demon got around going, oh, this is such a sad day for me. This is so hard. This is so, you know, a tragic moment for me in my life. And the sob story, it's all BS. And now that we're out of the realm of political correctness and Trump is leading us out of there, now we're saying what we mean and we're meaning what we say. And we're not in, we've been involved, you know, all of us for our whole lives, we've been involved in a really badly asymmetrical warfare where the other side can bite, kick, scratch, stab, you know, they can do anything, they can trip you, they can do anything, get violent. Hit you over the head with a bat at a rally, you know, and they've been getting away with this. And then we've been Mr. Nice Guy, because we are. We're with these wonderful, nice people. See, they're rats. They're lousy people. They are criminal people. So this is natural for them to behave criminally, evilly. They are evil people. But we're nice people. We're the reason people want to come live in our countries, because we are such nice people. But, and what has the president said to us from day one, from the first day he was campaigning? He said, we've been played for suckers. They're playing us for suckers. They're taking our money. They're taking our land. They're taking our universities. They're taking our trade secrets. They're taking our military secrets. They're taking our women. Hey, no more. Sorry. No more Mr. Nice Guy. All of that's over. That was then. This is now. You're not taking all that stuff. We're going to fight back. Now, we can't fight back as nastily as they do because we are good people. But we can fight tough. We can fight very tough. And, you know, we're not going to hit people from behind with lead pipes the way they do. but we'll get in their faces and we'll make them sorry that they are doing what they're doing to our civilization, and that will make them very surprised. They'll say, where did these fighters come from? Where did these warriors come from? We thought these people were a bunch of pushovers. These Mr. Nice Guys. So anyway, so that's exciting today. Now, let's listen to the president for a moment. Let me shut up.
Finally rebuilding our nation. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
We were surrounded with globalists. You know, they think it's okay. You open a plant in some country that you never heard of. They make your product. They send it. In the meantime, they close all their factories here. We're not doing that anymore. Those are globalists. They think it's wonderful to have deficits.
Was he listening to us?
They think it's great. It's a great thing to have deficits. No, those are globalists. The globalists are passé.
That was
no issue. Have Democrat politicians more thoroughly betrayed the American people than immigration? Every Democrat running for president wants to open the floodgates to unlimited refugees from all around the world, overwhelming your communities and putting our national security at grave risk.
Can you hear the booze?
My administration has taken bold action to reduce the influx of refugees, and we are making sure local communities like yours have a much greater say about who gets admitted into your own neighborhoods.
We'll talk about this more.
Some of these stories are so sad. Some of the stories are so sad. When it comes to setting immigration policy, we always remember this sacred truth. Our first duty and our one true allegiance is to you, the American people, before anybody else.
Nice.
We must care for our own citizens first. Democrat immigration policies are resulting in brutal assaults and wicked murders against innocent Americans. I don't know if you even know what's happening. It's terrible. And we've moved out thousands and thousands of MS-13 thugs out of our country. And we have agreements now with Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. You know, they didn't used to take them back. If we had a murderer, and we should get them the hell out. You know, we don't really want them in our prisons and take care of them for 50, 60 years. We want land. Don't land. With us, they land. We worked out deals with every one of them. We stopped giving them all the aid. You know, we're giving them all this money, and then they said, we're not going to let you land. We're not going to let you take them back. I said, that's okay. $500 million we were giving them. I said, now we give them $5. We give them nothing. All of a sudden, they said, we would love to have them back. We would love it. It's wonderful to have them back. In June, two illegal aliens in Sandusky, Michigan, were convicted of sadistically beating and stabbing a woman to death with a kitchen knife. Then they hid her body in a water drain. A criminal alien with two previous deportations was just arrested in Michigan and convicted of brutally beating and strangling to death a single mother of five young children. It's happening all the time. Far-left politicians support deadly sanctuary cities which deliberately release dangerous, violent criminal aliens out of the jails and directly onto your streets. You know, we had a great election in North Carolina recently. Two great congressmen got elected. You don't hear about it. When they win, you don't ever hear about it. Just a few months ago. Two great people. And they got elected. And they got elected because I went at the end and said, you don't talk about the fact that you have sanctuary cities. And they had some horrible crimes happening from those sanctuary cities. As soon as I mentioned that, boom, they went up like rocket ships and they won their elections. And it was great. Great thing.
Now, you see what he just said? Forgive me for turning it down. You see how coherent his thinking is. He said, on no issue have the Democrats more betrayed us than on immigration. And notice he's got all these points that he's woven in here. Direct stories of people raped, murdered, strangled, stabbed. He gives names, MS-13. He calls them savages. He calls them animals. He makes it colorful and truthful. Truthful. He gets the emotional impact in there. It's not technical. It's not numbers. It's not dry. It's emotional. It moves people to act, to resist, to fight.
Safe life, frankly. It's so crazy what they're doing. You wouldn't even believe it. You have only one choice in 2020. You must vote Republican.
There's the team. You got to vote with a team. Don't wander around.
Thank you.
Four more years. He's got the crowd fired up. He's got all of them.
I'm surprised you, as you know, you do have sanctuary cities in Michigan. I was almost surprised to hear it. But you have them. It's one of those progressive things. I think they're doing a wonderful favor for the world. And now we're getting these...
So the... Well, brilliant there. And one thing I want to make, you know, maybe save it for another show. The president mentioned right there, he said, you local communities, that this immigration invasion is being forced on your local communities everywhere, forced on your community, and we're going to end that. We talked about it briefly, but it needs much more talk. The president brilliantly put out an executive order saying that every state and every community must approve, they must vote as to whether they want these refugees dropped into their community by the demon rats of the deep state. And so this is happening all over the country now. It may is happening near you. Your city council, your county supervisors, your state government, it is now before them. The media is going to try to hide this from you, but you now have a say. Go down to your city council meeting and say, what are you guys doing? You're supposed to pass a resolution, yay or nay. Do you want more refugees in our little town here, or our city, or our county, or our state? The president has written the executive order, and people, creeps like Lutheran Social Services, these are the creeps, the deep state social justice warriors who bring these people in by the hundreds of thousands. They are now running up against the Trump's executive order. It had a 90-day implementation period, and they're now having to have yay or nay from city councils, county commissions, and state governments before they can bring in their train loads, plane loads, boat loads of people from the third world. So brilliant move by the president. And you didn't know about it. I didn't know about it for about 10 days because the lying, corrupt media won't tell you about good news like that.
Back, please. Carolyn Maloney, give that money back. Every penny should come back. They act so pompous. They act so righteous. They're not righteous. They're not righteous. They're bad people. The far-left Democrats have never been more extreme than they are now. Democrats are pushing a socialist takeover of health care that will take away your coverage and take away your doctor. 180 million people are going to lose. A lot of people here now have health care finally under us. That's phenomenal. And that's what you want. They want to take it away. 180. They want you to go to a hospital ward someplace and sit there all night. I don't think so.
Let's turn the president down just a bit here. Let's go. John in Missouri, are you still there? I'm making you wait, my friend. Are you still there? See if John's still there. John, are you still there? Probably his wife dragged him away to the dinner table. Sorry. Apologies to John. I made him wait forever. It's my fault. Let's go back to the president. Remember, John's the guy who told us way back when in this show, he said, you know what Donald Trump is? We finally elected the first real American president. Bingo. John got it right there.
Impeach him. Why did the Republicans impeach him? Those were really, how about giving Iran $1.8 billion in cash? How about that? By the way, I ended the Iran nuclear deal. I hope you're happy. Much different country. But how about giving Iran $1.8 billion in cash?
So it's just classic Donald Trump. There he's off in Battle Creek, Michigan. You know, the home of Kellogg's, and indefatigable, unstoppable, the Energizer Bunny. And he's going to be doing it. I don't know what his next scheduled rally is, but now we've got the Demon Rat debate coming up. I think it's the night after tomorrow night. Let me just look it up here. I forgot. Maybe you in the audience remember better than I do. But the demon rat bit debate is going to go on. The dumpster fire debacle is going to go on in Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University. And I think there are seven demon rats that have made the cut. That is going to be so fun. And I think it'll probably transcend our hours here on this show. In all likelihood, we'll get to listen in on some of that good, clean fun as the demon rats savage each other. Then, of course, we've got the Senate trial coming up after Christmas, probably. But who knows? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. And let's how do we catch up? There's so much going on. So many moving pieces to this revolution that we're in the middle of. Led by Donald Trump, and he's just ripping apart the deep state. And so all this, you know, have you ever taken a pond that where the water looked kind of clear and you just stir down there with an oar or a paddle and it's muck down there in the bottom and all of a sudden the water's all muddy? And that's what Donald Trump has done. You may have thought there was some clear water here in America, but apparently there wasn't. Donald Trump stirred up the mud at the bottom, the muck of the deep state. And look at the creepy things that have crawled out, and they're all over now. But it had to happen. Thank God he did it.
I was to save like a couple of bucks, and the water was so terrible. And it hurt the people. It hurt the people. But we're getting it fixed. And I know your previous governor was a Republican, but I was not a big fan.
He was just talking about water quality. Can you believe that? I mean, come on, this is getting a little spooky here.
We're committed to ensuring America has the cleanest air and the cleanest water on planet Earth. And that's what it's about. It's about clean air, and it's about clean, beautiful water. And it's about keeping our industry, not closing it, because of the ridiculous Paris Climate Accord. How's Paris doing? I don't think too well. How's Paris doing? With the yellow vests. The yellow vests. You know why? Because they raised gasoline prices so they could send the money all over the world to countries that the people in France never heard of. It's not working out too well. We're lowering prices. We're lowering taxes. We're making it possible. I mean, look at gas prices now. Look at gas prices. I recognize Israel's true capital and open the American embassy in Jerusalem.
Big cheer.
And always we also recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. A big deal. For years, you watched as your politicians apologized. Remember? I would like to apologize. I would like to apologize. No. We don't apologize.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Now you have a president who is standing up for America, and we are standing up for the great people of Michigan. You're getting your auto industry back. At stake in our present battle is the survival of the American nation. If you want your children to grow up,
ooh,
a land of safety, it's really, we want a land
here it comes.
Of safety. Justice. Well, I don't know. When I look at those FBI reports, we gotta clean up a lot. What they've done to hurt people, what they've done to hurt with Comey and these horrible people, what they've done to hurt people. I think one of the best things I did as president, a lot of people would say, you know, with all what we've done for the economy, and but one of the best things is firing James Comey's ass out of there.
Oh, God. Pinch
me. Boy, those reports are coming. Did you see the other day? Well, first time now he's... In other words, he's 50% there, folks. He's hit the golden pond. Anyway, so what we're doing is...
Now, you know, again, what did the president just say right there? He just said, we're talking about the muck at the bottom of the pond. And what did he just find in the bottom of the pond with James Comey's ass? The FBI, the whole stinking thing. The FBI. He said, can you believe what they've done to people? He's talking about the FBI. When was the last time you heard a president say that? Or even think that? Or come anywhere within screaming distance of that concept? The FBI is rotten. Your president just said it. and he referred to the leader of that rotten organization, referred to his ass and firing his ass. That's what we've needed all this time. A guy with the guts, the brains, the vision to say that and do it. I mean, folks, pinch yourself. You're alive. It's really happening. That what you just heard was live. We all just heard it. It happened right there.
You wouldn't believe how many lives are being saved. It's incredible.
Now he's talking about something else.
It's incredible. I'm very proud of it. Right to try. I hope you don't need it. You don't want it. You don't want it.
He's talking about his reforms in medicine, right to try, where, you know, the FDA, what a stupid organization. Did you know there's something funny about the FDA? It's not funny because it's so tragic. You know, you've always thought your whole life that the Federal Drug Administration, when something is certified as safe by the FDA, that they have tested it. They've extensively tested it. It's passed the examination with their high-level laboratories, and now it's safe for you because the FDA tested it. You want to know something interesting? You're not going to believe me when I say this. I didn't know this until about a few weeks ago. The FDA doesn't test anything. Yes, let that sink in. It was all a lie. The FDA certifies things as safe based on the testing submitted by the pharmaceutical company that produces the product. They don't test it independently. If blah, blah, ABC pharmaceutical company makes some incredibly toxic substance that's going to screw up your whole nervous system, then they pay their fake doctors millions of dollars to certify that it's okay with fake testing. Then they send that faked testing to the FDA, which is staffed by people who will later get jobs working for the ABC pharmaceutical company, and everybody's paying off everybody else. The FDA then merely takes out their rubber stamp. This is all they actually do. They don't have a laboratory. They take the rubber stamp and go put a rubber stamp on the fake test done by the drug company. And then the drug company goes off and charges you, you know, $50 a pill for the drug that will kill you. That's our FDA. Donald Trump's smoking that out. That's part of the swamp.
Support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We stand with the incredible heroes of law enforcement. They're incredible.
And he's not including the FBI in that, folks.
And that includes ICE. You know how tough these people are? These are great.
Oh, we're going to run out of time. Another great day in the Trump era. And let's see. Yeah, we'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks so much for joining us. See you tomorrow night.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.